General Motors trying to change course on some of the country's electric vehicle initiatives, I think started in California, as market demand for EV deflates. And for more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. Phil, what is going on?
It's a classic case of posturing versus practicality. Back in Trump's first term as president, he was talking about rolling back California's emissions requirements, the ones that help pave the way towards more electric vehicles being mandated to be sold in the state. And Gavin Newsom reacted with an executive order that was followed up by legislative action in California and in 11 other states that basically said he wanted to stop the sale of gas-powered new cars in the state by 2030. There were also some other goals about trying to make sure that we were all electric, all new by that time. But the markets changed. And one of the initial backers of the Newsom initiative was General Motors. They were revving up their electric vehicle production. Sales were booming. It looked like a go situation. But since then, the market's cooled. They're not selling as much. They should be at this rate. Be one in three new cars in California should be sold electric. Instead, it's one in four, and the market is dropping. So General Motors is getting behind a bill now and encouraging its employees to write in support of a bill going through Washington that would roll back those emissions and allow the market more to determine how the electric vehicles are sold and how many of them are sold. And I got to tell you, this is a change in course. GM and other big car manufacturers were initially on board, also Democrats. A bill basically doing this passed the House of Representatives with support from 35 Democrats around the country. Environmentalists aren't happy about that, including two, but that seems to be the way it's going right now. And so California could find its mandated emissions sort of rolled back.
So what happens if that goes away?
It'll be market force. It's not like electric cars are going to go away. Elon Musk said in reaction to this that, going electric is inevitable. That's just the way of the world. Whether that's true or not remains to be seen. But what they're saying is that, hybrid sales are going to continue and probably increase because people want to save money one way or the other. So we still haven't got the infrastructure out there for the charging stations. We got to get that. We got to make it easier and more affordable for the electric cars. The other alternative, Margie, is for the state to get back in the business of offering rebates and taxpayer subsidies for people that buy these cars and the stations that get built. And I'm not sure if the budget crunch right now and the way the economy is, if taxpayers would be behind this. So this might take the onus off California. It says, the old line, don't give up the good in pursuit of the perfect. We'll see how it goes, but it's politically and stuff like that. Times have changed. And the electric cars, might just wind up being like a market force. If you can make them affordable and they can go the distance, then I think you got the sales. If they can't, then it's going to go the other way.
Thanks, as always, KCBS insider Phil Matier.